Hi friends, and welcome to episode 8 of Making Sense of the Unknown Leap into Fatherhood. Today's chapter or episode is entitled When Men Give Birth. Now I know, ladies, that might put you off straight away, but please bear with me. I request that my female audience sticks by me on this one and just hears me out. Thank you for the feedback on the last few podcasts, a series on single parenting, going at it alone. I hope that some time that I've dedicated by doing the podcast has helped some of you out with that, and you feel reassured that there are people out there who are experiencing very similar things to you. And if anything, that there is somebody out there, me, doing a podcast on that very thing, having experienced a very similar situation to some of the things that some of you might find yourselves in. Please remember you can find me at all the same places and spaces. Just Google Dr. Daddy K, that's K-A-Y. Join me on Twitter, Instagram, and the Facebook page, Making Sense of the Unknown Leap. Also, www.drdaddyk.com. But for now, let's focus on episode 8, When Men Give Birth. We often hear about the 17-hour labor and how much it affects the woman involved, but little is said about us blokes. The fact that we are not the ones carrying the child for 9 months, pushing, searching for gas and air, screaming, "You did this to me," aimed at some poor bloke standing alongside the birthing pool or bed just because he has a penis, which clearly she did not shy away from 9 months ago, does not mean that we have an easy time of it either. My experience of this day, nearly 7 years ago now, was rather exhausting. Watching my child's mother struggling in a bath, on a yoga ball, in the hospital parking lot after being told by the midwife that we had to go for a walk, all took its toll. I'm not trying to make this out about us men or myself, but it may be worth exploring the insecurities and difficulties we go through alongside our partners, often as men struggling in silence. I remember feeling extremely guilty when my daughter was born, and this is why. All of my fears and concerns were directed towards my daughter's mother's well-being and not so much to my little girl. The fact that my daughter's mother, had lost a lot of blood scared me, and inadvertently, I blamed this poor, innocent little child. And when processing this a few days later, I realized that it was down to the fact that I knew my partner, yet did not know my daughter at all yet. I found those 18 hours of labor exhausting. It may often be overlooked, but us men do play an integral part in the whole process. We're there as reassurers, we're there as back rubbers, we're there as those running up and down the stairs to fetch and ultimately supply whatever cravings are needed to satisfy, getting our hands broken inch by inch with every nearing contraction as our hands are being held and squeezed. The list is nigh on endless. Watching my child's mother go through all of that pain was enough to finish me off. And I can hear some of the audience out there thinking, man, what's this guy on about? Us women had to go through far more than men would ever know or ever have to go through. But just bear with me. About 15 minutes before my daughter was born, I remember feeling that feeling. What is that feeling? The one similar to when you're in a theme park looking up at this great big roller coaster, and man, it looks appealing. That's not the feeling, by the way. You wait 2.5 hours in a queue for a 16-second thrill, pretty much like sex, and then the moment comes. You get onto your seat. The giant breastplate of a security bar holds you firmly down. You sway your legs back and forth to see if they are still communicating with your brain. The high level of nerves may just have cut out any form of internal communication. A few staccato moments happen, and then the gradual incline begins. higher, higher still. Oh, look, you think to yourself, there's China. And this is amazing because you're somewhere in middle England. And then it stops. That's the feeling. At that moment, when I say to myself, well, actually, in reality, this wasn't a good idea. Let's forget about all of this. Mr. Rollercoaster, just take me back down so I can reevaluate this whole situation. Maybe I'll come back tomorrow and try again. Yep, let's do it tomorrow rather. It's that feeling. I took one look at my daughter's mother and thought, hey, maybe this wasn't such a good idea. Let's come back tomorrow and try again. Miss Vagina, close up shop and we'll attempt this again in the morning. However, like the roller coaster, it was too late. 15 minutes later, and my life was changed forever. And what an awesome ride it is turning out to be. Yes, we face fearful moments. Yes, we face moments of uncertainty. And yes, men give birth to, in a way, clearly not in the traditional sense. But we go through a little bit of trauma, a little bit of pain, a little bit of uncertainty too. Friends, until next time, please remember you can find me at www.drdaddyk.com. Any questions, please post them on the wall. Until next week, have a great week.